Hi, I'm Murid Baloch, a blogger from Balochistan. It has become very clear now that the Baloch people have no expectations whatsoever from the Pakistani state. It hardly matters who actually runs the new government or who has been running it. If you look at the past 5 years, the state atrocities in Balochistan have actually crossed all limits. I mean, thousands of political activists, students, teachers, lawyers, you name it, other professions, they've been abducted by Pakistani forces. Where, according to Voice for Baloch Missing Persons, which is an organization struggling for the recovery of these missing persons, at least 700 of these missing persons have ended up dead, dumped on street sides. Bodies bearing marks of severe torture. So, for the Baloch, it hardly matters if there's a civilian government or a military one. Nothing changes for us. Then, the way elections in Balochistan are run, it's actually selections. Whoever is more loyal to Islamabad, whoever is a lesser threat to the military establishment, is actually pre-polled chosen there. So, no doubt, but if you see at the polling situation in Balochistan, these were no doubt the bloodiest Pakistani elections in Balochistan so far. You see, in elect where so-called nationalists took part in Kharon, out of 45,000 votes, only 7,000 were actually casted. And according to a BBC report, out of 59 polling stations in Turbat area, only 7 were active. For the rest, the voters' turnout was zero. So rigging is not really the question. The question is people's boycott of the Pakistani elections. You see, weeks before the elections, BNF, Baloch National Front, an alliance of pro-independence parties in Balochistan, had announced the complete boycott of the polls. That was weeks ago. And for 3 days, starting from 9th May, 10th, and 11th, the election day, Balochistan was on a standstill. So people barely got out from their houses, from their homes to vote. So the rigging question, that's the second priority. There are people, not only in Balochistan, but other parts of Pakistan, they always allege Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Sharif on being soft on terrorists. Well, for the Baloch people, what we believe is Pakistani army and the Pakistani states, that's what they decide. If there is a terrorist organization in Balochistan that's directly backed by the state notorious agencies. Let me give you an example of deadly terrorist Shafiq Mengel, who is a most wanted terrorist involved in killings of Baloch activists. Then you have Siraj Raisani, who is the younger brother of former Balochistan CM, Mr. Aslam Raisani. They are hardcore terrorists who are directly being backed by Pakistani intelligence agencies to counter the Baloch nationalists. Now, let's go back to talking about the election reports. Unofficial reports coming after 2 days, like almost 2 days of the elections. Definitely, if you look at Pakistani Muslim League Nawaz Sharif, they will try to bargain a little bit with the so-called nationalists, which they had already did with the Balochistan National Party Mangal Group, and then you have the National Party, who are, according to some reports, who are miraculously winning their seats, which is not the case. If you look at the real polling scene, a candidate in District Awaran was elected by only receiving 544 votes. So the question here isn't who is winning in real Baluch areas. The question is who actually went out of their homes and who casted their votes. The election boycott wasn't only limited in Baluchistan. You had Sindhi nationalists who actually made it to different polling stations in Sindh, but instead of casting their votes, they wrote on the ballot papers that they wrote, "Sindh demands freedom from Pakistan." The situation in Baluchistan is going to change only if the international community intervenes directly. Like the Baluch nationalists and the pro-independent parties, they have been repeatedly appealing to the international community to directly intervene. In many cases, they demand a Libya-kind intervention because if you see, if you call it a Baluch Spring, I would say that this Baluch Spring has been going on from last 65 years. The Baluch people demand total freedom from Baluchistan. Many analysts in Baluchistan, according to them, these polls, the Pakistani elections, have definitely proved one thing, and that is Pakistan's presence in Baluchistan is not even remotely legitimate. The Baluch people say that their land has been forcefully occupied by the Pakistani state on 27th March 1948. So we, the people of Baluchistan, have nothing to do with anything that Pakistan's state has got to do. Let me put it in a quote, Dr. Alanizar Baluch, who had recently written an article that why the Baluch people reject Pakistani elections. And he puts it this way, that colonial powers such as Pakistan make laws to justify their occupation and to exploit the resources of the colonized by hiding behind the obscuring veil of the state and elections. When it comes to elections, when it comes to asking the Baloch people their opinion, Pakistan has never did it. Look at Gwadar Port's handover to Chinese authorities. Let me give you another example. Look at Iran and Pakistan's gas pipeline, which is going to which they are planning to take it over on Baluchistan soil. Whenever it comes to the Baluch people, whenever it comes to Baluchistan, Pakistan never actually cared, or even it never actually cares about their opinion. So currently, Baluch current affairs are being internal current affairs are being decided in Rawalpindi and Islamabad. So the situation in Baluchistan could only change by international, by the UN or international communities' direct intervention.